Welcome back, everyone, and welcome if you're just joining me. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Today, we're talking with retired Lieutenant Anthony Aguilar. He retired from the U.S. Army Special Forces Green Beret after 25 years of distinguished service, deployments to Iraq, Afghanistan, and a number of other countries. He then worked for a security contractor, UG Solutions. They were hired by the Joint U.S.-Israeli Humanitarian Aid Initiative, also known as the GHF. He blew the whistle because on May 29th of this year, he witnessed what is, according to international law, a war crime. And that is a security contractor killing an unarmed non-combatant civilian. Right before the break, we were talking about what the legal status of these security contractors are when they enter these countries with, according to Lieutenant Aguilar, more armaments, more munitions than he ever entered a combat zone as a Green Beret, literally armed to the teeth. And you were sharing, Lieutenant Aguilar, that you were there on a tourist visa. How are they getting the arms in?
Well, so the, what was another interesting aspect of this operation is that it was all done very, very covertly, very hush-hush and secretly in terms of us entering Gaza, entering Israel on a tourist visa, but then also not only on the tourist visa, but then the overt exercise of ensuring that we had no affiliation with the GHF or UG Solutions, making sure that on our Israeli visa that we did not mention who we were working for or what we were doing. That was concerning. When we got into Israel, all of the weapons that we received, the pistols, the rifles, the machine guns, the munitions, were all provided by an Israeli company that is known as IWI, or Israeli Weapons Incorporation, that is Israeli owned by Israeli oligarchs that were providing the weapons and the ammunition. So when you start tying those pieces together, when you see an organization that is primarily employed by individuals from the Infidels Motorcycle Club using weapons purchased in country from a third party who happens to also be the people within the Israeli government that want to see the realization of this new Gaza resort real estate concept. And you start putting those pieces together, you start to see a pretty clear picture of this puzzle that all of this is deliberate, intentional, and by design. The genocide, the starvation, the displacement, the violence, it's all designed. It was all planned from the beginning. This is not an accident. And the United States, through backing of the GHF, with taxpayers' dollars, mind you, $30 million, $30 million more coming. When Americans back home can't put food on the table or fill their car with gas or don't know if they're going to be able to pay their mortgage next month, we're spending over $60 million to an organization that is hand in hand with the Israeli government in committing a genocide. And that's a fact. That is a fact that America has to own. And if we don't, we're disingenuous to ourselves and to our values.
I want to share with folks some sound of you engaging your First Amendment rights to protest. This was September 13th of this year at a congressional hearing. Folks, let's take a listen.
The United States government is complicit in genocide.
Don't touch him.
You have an obligation to the Constitution of the United States.
Eddie,
let's go.
I am a disabled
veteran.
Eddie,
let's go. Eddie, there's a genocide. There's a genocide!
Stop! We're all complicit in genocide!
Stop filming, ma'am.
She was filming as well. Officer,
stop the bomb!
Ma'am.
Shame on you! Aguilar, talk to the camera.
Arresting us for speaking out against genocide.
Stop the bomb!
The U.S.
Stop
Congress
the bomb!
Is paying for the death of children.
That was my guest today protesting at a congressional hearing on September 13th. And to just fill out some of the information that you mentioned, Lieutenant Aguilar, in June 2025, the State Department, which now oversees foreign aid, approved a $30 million grant to the GHF, basically to hire these private security contractors to oversee aid delivery. But that's not the sum total of U.S. aid to Israel. In April 2024, Congress passed an Emergency Supplemental Appropriations Act that included $3.5 billion in foreign military financing grants to Israel, as well as $5.2 billion in missile defense systems. That arms seller that Lieutenant Aguilar mentioned before, an Israeli-based arms seller, the armaments that they sold to the contractor UG Solutions that Lieutenant Aguilar worked for, those were American-made munitions. Lieutenant Aguilar, you're on your way to D.C. now. What do you want the listeners to know about the situation in Gaza and the transparency and accountability of the U.S. government in their actions in Gaza?
Well, as you heard in my protests, I wasn't there protesting against some cause or a movement or a political party or a bill. I asked the members of our Congress to abide by the Constitution. What I think it's important for listeners to understand, because they may not understand the nuance in terms of my military service. I served in the United States Army as an officer. I was not enlisted. I was not a non-commissioned officer. I was an officer. And when I commissioned from West Point and I put my right hand in the air and I put my left hand on a Bible, I swore an oath to the Constitution. And that's what I'm continuing to do, and that's what I will do in D.C., and that's what I will continue to do with members of our Congress.
We thank you for your service, Lieutenant. We thank you for your activism. We thank you for being here with us today. Folks, that's going to do it for me. Yeah, thank you so much, sir. Safe travels. That's going to do it for me today. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together for our Constitution.